7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, here we go. Starting already. Hold on, let me just put this crap away real quick. Yeah, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Yes, hello. My name's Tobe. I'm the ghost with the most. Welcome to The Dubious Ghost Committee, because today is Halloween. Oh, wait, did I miss it? Do I care? No. The one thing you need to know is that I'm not ready. I am ill-prepared. And that's because I'm trying to do... Yeah, okay, here we go again. Hold on. I'm trying to do like 50 things at once. And one of those things is the Dubious Goals Committee. One of those things is deal with the cat. Yeah, hi, baby. See, look, I put poo... Yeah. Look, I put food in your bowl. You got fresh food. Yeah, okay, so the kitty is smelling the food. The kitty is eating the food. Who wants to listen to my cat eat some food? And of course, once I stick the microphone down there, she stops eating. Okay, so I'm looking at the window at a thermometer that I have on an exterior wall of my house. It reads 2 degrees. That's right. It's 2 degrees at my house, but the Weather Channel said it's freezing, but it's not. But the Weather Channel also said that it's going to snow. It's going to snow this afternoon. So, here we go. Is it winter time? Okay, here's my sports ball. What is the score? It is 12 points to 6 points, and then I've got racing on this other channel. This hasn't even started yet. Okay. Well, whatever. What are we going to do today? What kind of dubious goals do we have today? Well, I don't know. I was kind of thinking maybe we should do some synth, right? Who wants to simph? Everybody always wants to simph. And what do you want to simph today, Tobe? Well, I'm just kind of thinking we need to take that thing that we've been working on, that we haven't really been working on. It's not a matter of work so much as it is a matter of experimentation and ridiculousness. Probably my favorite combination of anything. I just wanted to change this around. So hold on a second. What am I doing? I think we need to check to see if this is on. Oh, yeah. Okay, we have calibrated the Krell machine. And, what are we doing? I don't even know what it is that I think we're going to do today. I just am here. I am here, and that's about all we're going to get. So, while I'm here... Since it's all messed up, I'm not going to feel bad about changing some of this stuff. Am I going to actually unpatch anything? I don't know, but the first thing we're going to do is we're going to change this thing in Florian, because... because this is questionable at best. But what to do? What to do? Well, I think I don't really have it today, kids. Do I want to? This is one of those days where I kind of need to not do the show today, but we don't have a choice, do we? No, we don't. So let's just start twisting knobs, see what happens, and then we'll kind of go from there. So start this crap up again. And... yeah, this is actually going to be a pain because I got this hooked up to this, right? Well, what if we just unplug it? Okay, yeah. Want to mess with this? Do I want to? Yeah, I don't feel very good. I don't really want to do this at all. Let's go to something else. I don't. God damn it. You know, I got to admit that there are times when I really just hate having to do this goddamn show every fucking day. Thank you. No, don't feel like doing this.
Ooh, thank you. Now, you might be forgiven for thinking that we have a real live orchestra in the studio. But in actual fact, the symphony you just heard was performed not by an orchestra, but by a simple synthesizer. And the man who programmed it is someone who loves synthesizers so much, he even changed his name to...
Nyambasa!
This week, I'm taking you to this old-world Surrey village called Wanash, where quoits is played regularly on the village green. Here's a serious match in progress. To most of you, the game may need explanation, for it's little known, though hundreds of years old. In some places, horseshoes are used, but here's a regulation quoit, ring or iron, as you please. Preparations for the match. This ring of clay is watered to get a soft surface, and then stamped down in this way to ensure smoothness. Now this small iron pin is put into position, and the object is to throw the quoit as near the pin as possible. The players stand 18 yards from the pin, but see how accurately they can throw those quoits. The top of the pin does not protrude from the level of the clay, as it doesn't do either much good if the quoit hits the pin. That is why the position is marked with a small piece of paper. Strength as well as accuracy is required in this game, as the quoits weigh as much as 20 pounds a pair, and the man who shows them where to throw has to take care he doesn't get hit. There is a pin at each end of the green, and a match consists of 21 ends. Each player has two rings, and the winner is decided by measuring the distance from the pin to the nearest part of a ring. The point is then recorded by the official scorer. Meet the champion of the county. We'll turn on the slow motion for him. Study style and form, and see what a real quoits champion can do.
Street walks merrily down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Howdy-do, gentlemen.
Oh, howdy-do.
Nice to see you. Welcome to the company. Would you like to sit down over there, please?
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to have some coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Coffee with the sugar or cream?
Oh, just black coffee, please.
Okay. Gentlemen, how about a cigarette?
I stopped smoking, thank you.
Oh, that's good for your health. Okay, let's get down to business. You know, to buy our product, you have to have money.
Oh, I'm rich man.
But strictly, you know, business is business, and you have to pay money. You better be sure.
Don't worry. I'm a rich man.
Okay, thank you. Nice to hear that. Now, let's get down to business. And the contract.
Oh, okay.
For the paper, you have to sign your name.
Okay.
Your name. What is your name, please?
My name is...
Oh, okay. Mr. Ohira, thank you very much. Now, this here, you have to sign your company's name.
Oh.
You have to sign your company. What is your company?
My company is very famous.
Kore ga Japanese capital.
Uncle Grandfather. I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
You are banished until you succeed in your quest.
Yes, but Uncle Grandfather,
get your meat face out of my apartment, you balding baldy. Baldernan. Baldernamingding.
All right.
I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight. It's never too soon to wanna please you, to wanna keep you, to wanna do it all for you. I wanna be your rubber ball. I wanna be the one you love most of all.
This is station LACD asking you to keep your radio tuned in even though we go off the air temporarily. The alert is now sounding. Remain calm. You have 5 to 8 minutes, sufficient time to prepare for your safety if you do not become panicky. If you are driving, park immediately, off the street if possible, or close against the curbing, away from hydrants and driveways. Do not try to reach your destination unless within a few blocks of it. Take shelter in the nearest building or the safest place available. If you are at home, carry out the procedures developed under the Block Warden Division. Close outside doors, but do not lock them. Tilt blinds upward or cover windows with blankets. Shut off all appliances being used as gas, electric, oil, water, but do not turn off main switches or valves unless properly ordered. Take shelter where previously planned, within an inner hallway or inner room, in the basement or outdoor bomb shelter if you have either. Remain close to the outer wall, facing away from windows, and get under a table, bench, or other sturdy object also if possible. Do not worry about your children at school, nor those at work. They are as safe as you. Finally, cooperate fully with your block wardens. Effectiveness of civil defense depends on that cooperation. You still have 3 to 5 minutes to complete preparations. Remain where you are until the all clear sounds. Stand by now. Keep your radios turned on. Station LACD will give you more information within a few minutes. Keep calm.
Okay. Yeah. I have to admit that I don't have much going on today. Not much in the way of goal-achieving enthusiasm. I'm more thinking about what kind of food I'm gonna eat today. Do I even have any food? I have a feeling that today is gonna be rice day. I do love to eat rice. I don't have very many onions, so maybe it's only one onion rice day. Ow. I don't know, but I do have a motorcycle race that I need to get to, so let me just say that you've been listening to a terrible episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.